USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's campaign will pay for recounts in two counties in Wisconsin. The price tag is $3 million for recounts in Dane and Milwaukee counties. It would have cost the campaign much more to initiate recounts over the entire state. Currently, Joe Biden is leading in the Badger state by around 20,000 votes. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar spoke Wednesday about the coronavirus pandemic, talking up the very encouraging news about vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna. The CDC recently sent out guidelines about how people should safely celebrate Thanksgiving, which Azar made a point of noting on Wednesday.
The safest way to celebrate Thanksgiving this year is at home with the people you live with and through virtual celebrations. Gathering indoors with people who aren't members of your household is a higher risk activity for spreading the virus.
USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Cahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Boeing 737 MAX, the jetliner grounded for 20 months after two international crashes that killed 346 passengers and crew, was cleared to fly again on Wednesday by the FAA. FAA Administrator Steve Dixon flew the plane last month.
We're going to make sure that the process is completed correctly.
The jet hasn't flown passengers since March of last year. 737 MAX pilot Laura Einsettler telling CBS News,
I'm looking forward to flying the MAX. When you see the experienced pilots coming on board with confidence in our training and our mastery, and you can know that it's safe.
House Democrats continuing to get their ducks in a row for the new congressional session beginning next year. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats are unified despite gains by Republicans in the recent national elections.
All of it connected to the hopes and aspirations of America's working families.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Republican lawmakers grilled the CEOs of social media giants Facebook and Twitter over their policies for removing content which they say targets conservatives. Republican Senator from Utah Mike Lee saying there are instances in which you are taking a very distinctive partisan approach and a non-neutral one on election-related content modifications. As far as what can be done,
no matter what, they are now headed for a major overhaul of Section 230 of the Telecommunications Decency Act. It is going to subject them perhaps to some liability. There could be other changes that take them outside of the 230 protection if they don't stop providing misinformation, if they don't stop lying to their own customers. I also think that out of this, even under existing law, even between now and whenever we can bring about such changes to Section 230, I think they've now given more than enough information to the Federal Trade Commission to be subject to aggressive action by the Federal Trade Commission for violating Section 5 of the Federal Trade Commission Act because they've engaged in an unfair and deceptive trade practice. So I think there is a path forward here.
Lee speaking there on Fox News. Amazon is opening an online pharmacy, shaking up another industry. The online pharmacy opening on Tuesday that allows customers to order their medications or prescription refills and have them delivered to their front door in a couple of days. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.